Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. I'm with the fraud department. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kyra. Yeah, I had a charge on my credit card that I was not aware that was put on my card. I was just checking my account today, and it was for a charge for $59.89. The only thing that I have done, I had a pop-up that I was supposed to win a prize, right? You could win a prize. And it was, you just paid shipping and handling. But I have not entered any contest on the computer in probably 3 or 4 years, not that I'm aware of. And the gentleman I spoke with earlier told me that I had entered a contest, and I have not entered any contest.
Okay. So they do have you here. I understand that you state that you have not entered a contest. They have you here listed for the sweepstakes contest entry, signing up, completing a survey to win a Dyson vacuum,
mm-hmm.
and you stated that you have not done that.
No, I did do that. I did, but I don't know why they charged my card. Why would you charge me to enter a contest?
They charged you to enter the contest prior to signing up. It explains to customers in the terms that you would be subscribed to the meal planning app as they sponsor the items listed into the sweepstakes.
Well, I'm not interested in doing that. Is there any way that I can reverse that?
Yes, ma'am. So the representative did go ahead and have the account canceled. Far as the transaction, I can issue a 75% credit on your charge.
So you're keeping my money.
I stated a 75% credit can be issued.
Right. Why not the whole 100%?
It does inform customers in the terms prior to signing up.
I don't remember reading that, but, and I always read the terms and, well, actually, I don't even remember terms and conditions coming up on that, but no, I'm not saying there wasn't, I'm just saying I didn't see it.
Yes, ma'am.
So you have nothing to do with Dyson whatsoever, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So, this is actually just basically charging people for maybe something, but you're still charging and keeping a third of the money, or 25, because you said I get back to 75%, so 25% of the money. So could I need the information, since I don't have it. I need your corporate information, the address and phone number, please.
It's an online site. There's no address to provide to you. I can provide you with an email address to what they have you here listed for the meal planning app.
Okay, so that's going to just take me right back to that, but not really give me any, how can I put this? I can't email anyone in corporate because there is no corporate, correct?
We don't have any corporate information to provide to customers, ma'am. I can provide you with the company who builds you, the meal planning app support, or the website.
Hang on just a minute. I have a zealous dog.
I'm sorry?
I said I had a zealous puppy dog wanting to go bite somebody. So go ahead and give me that information, if you would please, and then go ahead and credit my account, and I will make sure that I contact these other people.
Okay. The website here would be listed under what they have you here for is grabbiteshub.com.
Okay.
And the email support would be CS,
mm-hmm.
at grabbitetub.com.
Okay, so customer service at GrabBytes. Now, is there any spaces in between on this email address, any dot spaces?
No, ma'am. There's no spaces, and the only period is with the .com.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.